Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Joshua Palmer, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by the Trash Man. And Trash Man, big day today. We're going to be talking over some mid-round running backs, some dead zone running backs. Is there a dead zone this year that we think could be, you know, players that we should be drafting higher up and, you know, not necessarily round one or two, but certainly, you know, players that could produce like these guys that are going in rounds two, rounds three, sometimes rounds four. We'll consider for our purposes sort of dead zone-y. It's been, you know, the running back dead zone has been something where it's, you know, it's come to fruition in certain years, and certain years it hasn't come to fruition. There's certainly been a good instances of players that go in this kind of, you know, nebulous region that people sometimes say is round 3 to 7, round 4 to 8, just this sort of mid-round running back, this collection of guys. This year for me, there are some in there that seem actually really strong and some that could finish actually really high. And so we'll talk about them. But first, we got to sort of reset with these ADPs, literally, as far as these average draft positions in our internal sheet, our internal doc. Today, I just went in and added some of the new ADPs that have come in from Yahoo season-long managed leagues that are going on now, the early season long managed leagues. And I just wanted to kind of compare them with the with FFPC and ESPN as far as the season long managed league stuff, and also put in the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard season long mock draft ADP from that deal, as well as the Fantasy Pros ECR. I also added an Underdog, just to give a little flavor of best ball, even though this, you know, we are transitioning from best ball into season long managed stuff. So if we just take FFPC, Underdog, Draft Wizard, ECR, and ESPN, and we average those together to come to like a consensus ADP between those sites, and we compare them to Yahoo, there are some players on Yahoo right now that are going, just we're talking like fantasy relevant players that have like 7 rounds of difference between that consensus and where they're going on Yahoo right now. So I want you to tell me what you think is, obviously this stuff's going to have to change, but dude, Michael Pittman right now, it's the biggest difference between Yahoo and the rest with him. On Yahoo, he's going at 194. His average across all of those would be 118 at FFPC, 100 at Underdog, 147 on the Draft Wizard, 106 as far as his expert consensus ranking at Fantasy Pros, and 114 at ESPN. That puts him at 111 overall as far as his average versus 194. That's an 83 spot difference, 7 rounds of difference for Michael Pittman there. It's the difference between going undrafted basically and you know, going 10th round. Your thoughts on Pittman?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there maybe people are scared about the whole Anthony Richardson thing. His shoulder doesn't look good right now. Michael Pittman paired with, you know, Daniel Jones, it's not that exciting a prospect, especially when there are other capable pass catchers on that offense.
But dude, it's Pittman. I mean, it's like that's going to have to change.
I'm just reasoning out what may be going on here.
Yeah, it's just early ADPs can be whack, man. That's gonna have to normalize. How about this one, Rashid Shaheed? As far as across all of those, 133 on FFPC, 109 on Underdog, 136 on the Draft Wizard, 128 as far as his expert consensus of Fantasy Pros, 123 on ESPN. He's going 187 on Underdog. That's a 68 spot difference. That's the second biggest difference. More quarterback concerns, you think?
I mean, that is strange to me. I think maybe because an underdog, I think maybe that's going off of earlier kind of news. And you know that these are things that have happened earlier on in the summer, maybe late spring. I think that's probably what's factoring into that. Maybe they thought, you know, maybe people thought that, you know, they'd get more help there in New Orleans. I mean, that's the only thing that really makes sense to me as to why it would be so different. But it makes sense, I guess, if Underball is the only one, that would be why that would be the case there.
Well, Underdog is his lowest ADP at 109.
Yeah.
So it's but 187 on Yahoo. It's just like these are wacky. Stop me when you hear one that really sticks out to you. Okay, Trey Benson's going 57 spots later on Yahoo, 190 on Yahoo versus 133 consensus. Trey Harris is not going in the top 200 on Yahoo. He is at 146 consensus.
I mean, to me, it just sounds like Yahoo is just not up to date with their rankings.
Keon Coleman is going 112 as far as consensus, but going 166 on Yahoo.
I mean, they obviously haven't watched his basketball tape.
That's pretty sick, right? It's like people were saying it's like he could be an NBA player.
I don't know about that. I mean, he played ball at Michigan State, and he barely moved the needle there. So I don't know if that's the case, but he looked good there.
All these guys are at least a 50 spot difference. Christian Kirk, Tyjae Spears, Pat Freiermuth, and Jack Besh.
Yeah, I think Yahoo is just they're going off of old data. They must be that's
well, no, this is their average draft position. It's not old data. This is not their rankings on Yahoo.
No, so this is just where people are taking them.
Yeah, this is where people are taking them.
I mean, it just made me a less informed public that's using Yahoo right now.
Well, clearly that's probably the case, right? Yeah. It's these guys that are coming in and piddling around with early season long leagues, getting together and doing it. Because I noticed on Yahoo, I saw that, not that it would, in a regular home league, it wouldn't be like you wouldn't see this, but I saw like 155. They had like somebody took Justin, like Justin Tucker had an ADP. Right. And he's been cut, right? He's been cut by the Ravens. So
it's gotta be people like auto drafting. I'm all of that. I don't even know why. Yeah.
Some of these some of these that are more significant though, like Khalil Shakir, his consensus ADP is 83. He's going 124 on Yahoo.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. Like what about this one? Ricky Pearsall. His consensus ADP is 93. He's going 131 on Yahoo, which would represent a
good one. Hey, if this says anything, is that we should be joining some leagues on Yahoo that are drafting.
Yeah, if they're public leagues. Because do you want to hear the guys who they're going much, much higher? So Aaron Rodgers, okay, is going 69 spots higher on Yahoo than he is consensus.
Yeah, this is some old head drafting early.
J.K. Dobbins is going 47 spots higher. Travis Kelce is going 21 spots higher,
Which I think should make sense. He's going 64 on Yahoo. That's too high, right? You can't be taking him sixth round. Yeah. But I've really enjoyed getting this eighth round, ninth round.
I don't know. I wonder if any of this is just like conflated with rankings from the end of our last season or
not rankings.
I know, but just like, I don't know, maybe they're factoring some.
You can't, but see, it doesn't matter what they're factoring in. These are the average draft positions. Mm-hmm. We have to take it into consideration as being bad ADPs right now. But like this, there are same process as always. And whenever you get this early signal from this is probably, I mean, Trashman, this is probably only 70 drafts. I mean, how many people have drafted their season long managed leagues so far on Yahoo so far? I would venture to guess it's like 70 to 100 drafts. So, but it's enough to where we have to stay ahead of it. This should give us, I think one thing that we'll see is that all of these quarterbacks, Justin Fields is going 17 spots higher on Underdog. On Yahoo. Aaron Rodgers is going 69 spots higher. Sam Darnold is going 40 spots higher. Jared Goff is going 38 spots higher. Geno Smith is going 31 spots higher. Cam Ward is going 26 spots higher. Baker Mayfield is going 15 spots higher. Anthony Richardson, 14 spots higher. Stafford, 14 spots higher. Bo Nix, 12. Mahomes, 12. And then the tight ends. Tucker Kraft is going 21 spots higher. Kelce, as we mentioned earlier, going 21 spots higher. Mark Andrews going 20 spots higher. Jonnu going 19 spots higher. Dallas Goedert going 15 spots higher. So TJ Hawkinson going 12 spots higher. So you have
– And so you're comparing that to an average that you took from several –
Yeah, FFPC, Underdog, Draft Wizard, ECR, and ESPN. Hmm. So just Yahoo right now is going heavy on quarterback and tight end. And old dusty guys.
Yeah.
Whereas
this is for what is it for standard leagues?
It's just for it. I believe it isn't Yahoo's default 0.5 PPR?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think, but you can change your league settings. This is just across all the leagues that have drafted for season long managed.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm thinking maybe like quarterback tight end premium leagues are factored in there, but maybe not.
Yeah, sure. I just don't know how many of those are going to be going right now. So anyway, found it interesting. I'm not gonna take this and use it as far as the updates to the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet at RosterWatch.com because I don't feel like these ADPs are very good right now, you know, and I don't want to completely screw things up, but it's – interesting to look at. There could be some kind of leading signals here, so we'll keep an eye on it. And certainly, these ADPs will come more into focus as we get through, through June and into July. It's usually right after the 4th of July, whenever you get to Scott Fishbowl and stuff, people start getting into real season league managed mode. So, all right, let's talk about some of our mid round running backs. Trash Man, we'll start with you. Which of these guys you taking in the mid rounds do you think could pop for RB1 type of seasons?
Well, you know, I was going to go with my boy in New Orleans, but I know that's one of your faves. Yeah. So I'll start out with James Conner. RB21 right now can be draft. Well, 61. They got Trey Benson there. He's untapped potential, I guess. They haven't really improved their receiving core. To me, this seems like another season prime for James Conner to be the linchpin in that Cardinals backfield and in that Cardinals offense. I think it's just another year of James Conner getting a ton of touches. And barring injury for James Conner, I think he could put up really, really good numbers there. Last year, 14th overall in fantasy points per game, 12.8. That was above guys like Chase Brown. Was above guys like Kenneth Walker, Bucky Irving. Points per game, Conner actually performed better. I think if he had more touchdowns, he only had 8 touchdowns last season. If the offense just works, works better this season, They get in scoring position more. I think James Conner could get into the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, he's a usage monster. I wonder if when they're going to start breaking some of that work off for Trey Benson. You know, yeah, but it's who knows? Is Connor's the 2 year extension Connor signed? Is that just through this year? Let's see, spot track. Is that, I'm trying to remember if that was through this year, through next year. So no, it's through next year, but he'll bring next year a $10.25 million cap hit, only 2.25 of it dead. So that they have a definite out next season.
Run the wheels off of him this season.
Yeah, I think that's good. All right, so you've talked about one of mine, Alvin Kamara. He's another run the wheels off it kind of guy this year. So Kamara signed a 2 year, $24 million extension with the Saints. That included what, $19.2 million fully guaranteed. There was a $15.5 million signing bonus. And he has a $2.99 million salary for 2025. So that would mean that in 2025, his total payment this year is going to be $10.1 million. But that counts. Let me pull it up. That counts as, he has $28 million dead on it this year. I don't think that there's any way that they're going to be able to get out of it this year. But if you look at, if you look at next season, he's going to be owed $18.6 million. It feels like that would be the year that are you going to pay Alvin Kamara $18.6 million next year?
No.
But the thing about Kamara is you look at him, dude, he's one of these guys where I saw a tweet earlier today. I believe it was from at the FF Realist. Among running backs that played 10 or more games last season, three scored 10 plus points over 90% of the time. Jahmyr Gibbs, 94.1, Bijan Robinson, 94.1, and Alvin Kamara, 92.9. If you look at some of the videos from Saints camp, to me, Kamara looks like Alvin Kamara to me. This is a guy that's never finished below RB15.
How old is Alvin Kamara right now?
In fantasy points per game in his entire career. Kamara is 30. This is his age 30 season. So I don't know if that
changed. Yeah, it seems like getting a guy who's going to be over the hill for running backs next season on a team I'd say, like, if the Saints were a team that was in position to win that division, go deep in the playoffs, I could see them maybe doing that with Kamara, you know, just to like keep him around for that kind of run. But I doubt that will be the case.
Kamara, if you just look at Kamara, so I mean, if you look at some of the, just say from last year, all right? So last year, most targets since 2020, 89 targets last season. There's most since 2020. He had a 19.6% target share, which was the best in football, right? As far as his team receiving touchdowns percentage last season, it was fifth best in all of football among running backs. If you look at his weighted opportunities, fourth best last year in football behind Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley, Kyren Williams, Alvin Kamara, and underneath him is guys like Jahmyr Gibbs and Devon Achane, Josh Jacobs, Chase Brown, stuff like this. We're talking about a player that's anytime you go out and you project out Alvin Kamara, even if you're projecting him at like a 55% opportunity share, which he was 10% higher than that last year, right? He always shows up as like a middling running back one with major upside in PPR.
I mean, I like him. I was just talking about his
Kendre Miller is like, I mean, we love Kendre. I put out my Kendre Miller prayer candles at night and stuff. I hope he can stay healthy. He just, like, at this point, you can't you can't say that that guy's going to be healthy or he's going to be able to make a dent in this thing. So there's no other competition. I think you could get Kamara at the 4-5 turn right now. He's a guy you can make a case for to be taken in like the second round, but people don't want to do it. I'm not saying to do it, but you can make a case for him over some of these dudes that are going, some of these wide receivers that are going second round right now. You can make a case to say, dude, it's smarter to take Alvin Kamara if you're just looking at pure projected fantasy points.
Well, then if it's smart to take Alvin Kamara, then it's smart to take Aaron Jones at, 77 overall. A guy who last season was actually ninth in rushing yards. I mean, it was just his lack of scoring. You know, he only had 7 touchdowns on the season, 5 rushing, that, kind of had him, in the teens as far as, fantasy points per game. But if you're just going by yardage, he's a top 10 running back in Minnesota. Like Connor, I think if you up his scoring, get more scoring opportunities, they rely on him more this season with a young quarterback. I think Aaron Jones could be right back up there in that rarefied air.
You're not worried about Jordan Mason?
Not really.
Jordan Mason's advanced stats for San Francisco in the absence of Christian McCaffrey were just terrific. And it's a good offense. I wonder how it's going to work. I think Mason's got juice, dude. I understand what you're saying about Jones, but for me, when I'm looking at it, I can say like, okay, so Aaron Jones right now going what? I mean, if you look at the consensus, what are you looking at for his ADP
on Fantasy Pros?
Okay, so FFPC is going 71, Underdog 83, on the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard he's going 53, ECR 64. ESPN 66. So it's a consensus of like it's a sixth round consensus. Trash man, do you still like him sixth round?
Sixth round. So that would, I mean, potentially for me, that makes him my second running back. Yeah, I like him there.
Second, maybe third.
Maybe third.
You don't, do you see yourself getting in the sixth round with only one running back this year?
Yeah.
I don't think you've been running the same sims that I've been running, Trash Man. Some of those builds can get hairy real, real quick and turn bad on you.
I mean, but okay, so maybe third.
Okay. Let's go to my next one, and it's Ken Walker. He's going 59 on Underdog, which kind of drags him down a little bit as far as his consensus, but that puts him at the 4-5 turn. And to me, he's a cinch third round pick this year. I saw some more stats from the Fantasy Points data suite that so Clint Kubiak was asked about his outside zone run scheme and throwing the ball to running backs, just based on, speaking of Kamara, what he did with Kamara last year, right? Kamara thrived in that Kubiak outside zone run scheme, as we mentioned, the target volume all the way up to levels we hadn't seen since 2020, did I say? A lot of running back targets, a lot of outside zone. They're like, well, last year we played a bunch of man and a bunch of gap around here. Are you going to be sticking to some of that? And he's like, no, we're going to keep on majoring in the outside zone run game. Of course, we're going to cater to what our players do best. So you'll see some gap, you'll see some inside zone, you'll see some pin and pull. We'll try and mix it up, but you got to have an identity. Our identity is going to be a hard nosed outside zone run game, right? And he said that we're looking forward to him in this scheme. As far as Kenneth Walker, we're going to ask a lot of him. And whenever you look, you consider just from the run perspective only, right? Per fantasy points. So Ken Walker averages 4.54 career yards per carry in outside zone, which is basically a boost of about 13% efficiency compared to all other carries and all other schemes, right? Whereas Zach Charbonnet has averaged just 3.67 yards per carry on outside zone, which is 21% less than his average on other carries in various schemes. So you got Ken Walker, who's the slashing home run hitter, who can one cut and go And, you know, with Ken Walker, the issue's always been like, well, is he going to have a negative play or is this thing going to go for 80 yards? I think in the outside zone where they're creating space, letting him find his spots, one cut, go, slash. I think it's going to be good for him, just kind of be between the tackles and that sort of elongated stretch sort of system. You add on top of it just all the extra receiving work. And Ken Walker last year was what, like third or fourth in team target share among running backs. He was like, this is a guy who, you know, people forget this is a guy who can catch. And the only, I think to myself, man, I'm like, this is a team that Mike McDonald wants them to play better defense. They invested in the offensive line early in this draft. They want to run the football. They want to control these games. They're playing in a tough division. They need to be a hard-nosed football team. Ken Walker's going to spearhead this thing, and he's going to be used in the receiving game. And the only matter with him is if he can stay healthy, if he doesn't strain an oblique again.
Kenneth Walker had 46 catches last season. A guy who only had three less, ranked right behind him, Chuba Hubbard in 2024, and a good pick, a good mid-round pick in 2025. 53 overall right now on the Fantasy Pros ADP. This is a guy who had almost 1,200 yards rushing, had over 1,200 yards, all-purpose yards in 2024. Like I said, 43 catches right behind Kenneth Walker. And in a backfield where, you know, Jonathan Brooks, you know, yet to play in the NFL, really. I mean, a complete game. Chuba Hubbard, 11th overall in fantasy points per game in 2024, right behind Alvin Kamara. So he's right around the same era that these guys that you were talking about, but he can be had more cheaply.
So for you, Chuba Hubbard at the 4-5 turn or Aaron Jones at the 5-6 turn?
Chuba.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.